Defending Jacob by William Landay. Continued. Disc 10. Chapter 36. Hell of a Show. The phone rang at 5:30 the next morning, my cell phone, and I answered it automatically, conditioned over the years to receive these emergency calls at crazy hours. I even answered in my old commanding voice, "Andy Barber," to convince people that I had not actually been sleeping no matter what the hour. When I hung up, Lori said, "Who was that?" "Jonathan." "What's wrong?" "Nothing." "So what was it for?" I felt a grin spread over my face, and a dreamy, bewildered happiness embraced me.
"Andy?"
"It's over."
"What do you mean it's over?"
"He confessed."
"What? Who confessed?"
"Pats."
"What?"
"Jonathan did what he said he would in court. He had him served. Pats got the subpoena, and last night he killed himself. He left a note with a full confession. Jonathan said they've been at his apartment all night. They confirmed the handwriting. The note is legit. Pats confessed."
"He confessed? Just like that? Is that possible?"
"It doesn't seem real, does it?"
How did he kill himself?"
"Hung himself."
"Oh, my God."
"Jonathan says he's going to move for dismissal as soon as court opens." Lori's hands covered her mouth. She was already crying. We embraced, then we ran into Jacob's room as if it were Christmas morning, or Easter, given that this miracle was more in the nature of a resurrection, and we shook him awake and hugged him and shared the incredible news. And everything was different. Just like that, everything was different. We got dressed in our trial clothes and we bided our time till we could drive down to the courthouse. We watched the news on TV and checked Boston.com for mention of Pats' suicide, but there was none, so we sat there grinning at one another and shaking our heads in disbelief. It was better than a not guilty from the jury. We kept saying this. Not guilty is merely a failure of proof. Jacob had actually been proven innocent. It was as if the entire horrific episode was erased. I do not believe in God or miracles, but this was a miracle. I cannot explain the feeling in any other way. It felt as if we had been saved by some sort of divine intervention, by a real miracle. The only limit on our joy was the fact that we could not quite believe it, and we did not want to celebrate until the case was officially dismissed. It was at least conceivable, after all, that LeJudas would continue his prosecution even in the face of Pats's confession. In the event, Jonathan did not get the chance to move for dismissal. Before the judge even took the bench, LeJudas filed a nol pros, a nolle prosequi, which announced the government's decision to drop the charges. At 9 sharp, the judge bounded out to the bench with a little grin. He read over the nol pros with a theatrical flourish and, with a palm-up motion of his hand, he asked Jacob to stand. "Mr. Barber, I see from your face and from your dad's face that you've already heard the news, so let me be the first to tell you the words I'm sure you've longed to hear. Jacob Barber, you are a free man." There was a cheer, and Jacob and I hugged.